This has become as crazy about relationship advice, because like every other email I get is about love and sex, and I don't know how y'all think I'm supposed to answer y'all problems about relationship when I can't even get a man myself. But I guess thanks for the vote of confidence. Alright, so next question is by Anonymous. It says, hey Chrissy, my name is... And first, I just want to say you're one of the funniest people on YouTube right now, and we all love your videos. Keep it up. Thanks. My question is, what is your opinion on white people saying nigga? I'm half black, but I mostly look white, but I occasionally say nigga when talking. Should I cut down on that since I don't actually look black? Okay. First question, white people saying nigga.
Ango bako seka na tarate, asina mona ba ebite, ba ebite. Zila nyoso na leka, basi nyoso na mona.
Mon don de là c'est respect, non, quoi collette pas la donne. Ouvre les richesses avec succès, non, mais ou pas qu'attendre. Ou a toujours besoin, y'a plus petit passé. Si vous tombez grand chemin, mon prochain pour ramasser. Descends sous balcon, vin by frère ou y'en bourrade. Nous tous ces petites bontiers, même l'en pas camarade.
Oh, yeah.
Une tête frère,
that tastes good, that feels good. I can't tell you how good that feels and how good that tastes. And you've introduced a foreign subject. You've adulterated. And if in your sexuality, you're outside of marriage with it, and you do anything with marriage outside of the way of organ penetrating the vagina, you're outside creation. You'd have to wait to get married. Only with your wife or your husband, when you go outside, and you get up,
building.
We'll be here until the time that we are still here. You know what I mean? And from midnight until, what do they call it? 2 a.m., you're stuck rock hard in a funky place. Rogers Nelson with Rock Hard in a Funky Place on Spades Plane.
Who's that from?
Whoa. We're going to deal with
you talking
Quantum
about?
Supernatural tonight. And
no, we won't.
What kind of fucking was that? That was a blast from a past, a little snippet from a past show as I get my things together and take the stuff out of my grip, yeah, I know. Space plane! Hey folks, are you ready to understand failure's unrealistic nature?
AM, Monday, December 11th, 2017, 10:36.
Say hey folks!
It is. 10:36.
Guys, it's 10:36, not hey folks. That's got me throw me for a loop. I'm throwing up, turned all around tonight on Space Plane. Ho ho! It's into a Ahmad Jamal. Doing what he does. Playing that piano. Playing track numbers that I didn't plan on. But that's how we do. Because this is Space Plane, fool.
You were a sculptor, and you weren't happy with the work you did. So you got a big mallet and tore it up. Someone's going to say you're a failure. Or you failed to build a sculpture.
That's not failure. Right, Jay?
No. No. No way in hell.
Phew!
You learn more about how to make a sculpture than you've learned. You've learned.
Careful!
Some of the things that don't work.
I'm making sculptures of my life every damn day, every week, every month, and then tearing it down. Oh, snap, Jay.
You know what I call that? Progress. I get a false
picture of myself. Me too. Another one of you. Trying to tell us. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What to believe. Didn't that happen in the garden? Somebody spoke to Eve. Back then I'm willing. Willing to do the work. Don't try to tell my sun is risen. My brothers and sisters are in the fall. What is left to kill when our work is done? Didn't we always have a right to crawl? We're living in a system. Think we ain't that devil designed. Suffering from this devil's most heinous crime. That we were born. That is the people living truth, y'all. Human form. But I'm willing. Willing to do the work. Oh, if I never. Whenever you meet me. Pray on my child. Oh, yeah. Pray on my child. Count on high. Yes, I count on high. Pray on my child.
Someone calls you a failure. They either want to put you down. They want to make you, you know, they want to put you down in front of them so they look and feel superior to you. They want to put you down and depress you because they don't want you thinking you're as good as they are because they have some real screwed up concepts of their own selves. It has no valid thought process. A light bulb can fail to light. Okay? A car can fail to start. But you never fail, and you are never a failure. It's impossible. Look at the word. Look at the meaning behind it. Every time, if a race car driver fails to make it around the track, well, the car might have had a failure. Maybe the fuel pump went out. But the race car driver did everything he did to get around the track. He could do to get around the track, and chances are he learned something in doing it. To learn how to do something more efficiently, better, is progress. To learn what doesn't work helps you move forward to get to your end goal. That's progress. As far as towards anything living, failure has got no context whatsoever, no valid context whatsoever.
Thank you for that, Jay Essex. Truth at the next exit.
Nothing. That's no meaning. It's an incorrect thought process, and it's not adaptable to anything that's sentient learning to do anything. He failed to complete his third year in college. Actually, he learned how not to pass.
I learned that too.
Year in college, he learned that if he didn't study enough, if he didn't apply himself, if he didn't show up for class.
Yeah, but I didn't give a damn.
That he wasn't going to make it. He also learned it might.
He learned that he didn't give a shit, and his teachers were sitting in hell teaching him bullshit.
In a class he wasn't ready for.
Or maybe the class was way beneath him, and it bored him to tears, and he couldn't believe how ridiculous it was putting his money into this ridiculous thing, and it took him 3 years to learn that, so I learned from that experience, it takes me too long to learn stuff sometimes.
Why would there even be a word like failure to put you down?
That's kind of rude.
To abuse you. To frustrate you. Where's the value in that? For you? Nothing. For someone who's arrogant, has a lot of self-esteem issues?
Like me.
That's a biggie for them. Yeah, that's right. I told them they were a failure. I had her crying. I'm such a man.
I know people like that, boy.
Wow. How many times in my life have I seen that happen? That's not a man, that's a schmuck. People, there's no such thing as any living entity, any sentient life force, whether in body or out, failing. It's a learning progress point.
Some folks succeed at being an asshole. And some folks succeed at playing the bass clarinet. Like Michelle Portal. Playing with former members of Prince's band. Sonny T. Childhood friend and hero of the artist. And Michael Bland, the drummer from the Diamonds and Pearls era. Live in Minneapolis. Dig Infinity!
How about this one? Is the moon real or is it artificial?
Oh, wow. I've talked about the moon so many times. Oh, wow. The moon is a real moon. It was is one of the oldest objects in our existing universe.
Now, I know you can't be talking about the moon up there. I thought that was some big old hollowed out Death Star. Where are you going with this, Andrew Bartzis?
And it is a marker place. It is a hollow moon. It does have what's called a unity consciousness drive. So if there's a unity species living on the surface or in the hollow, it can move. But it's not currently moving because it's acting like a massive United Nations for the inter-universal community to come here and witness through experiential observation of what is going on Earth. It is essentially the pay-per-view audience to see how we go through change. And if other beings in other universes want to use what we've done here as a template to create even deeper change in their own expressions.
Talk about bad seat, huh? You gotta sit in the bleachers in the nosebleeds? They got these aliens, they gotta sit on the moon. I mean, no, talk about the nosebleeds, huh? Oh.
The moon has been battled over for millions of years because they knew deep in the future it would be used as this observational post for universal beings and trying to understand what was going on in all these time war expressions we had.
Oh,
All right. I'm going to take us from the ground into just beyond the moon, and then Rebecca can go from there. I want everybody to just relax and look out the top of your skull, your crown chakra. There's an eyeball looking up, and that eyeball's like a kite. And that energy goes up and up and up, but that kite is attached to the ground, and that ground has roots that go deep into Mother Earth's heart. And that heart beats, and every time it beats, it takes you higher upon higher upon higher, until you're out of the clouds, and you see the moon, and you see the sun. And at the moon line, as you decide where in the cosmos you want to go, your brother and sister planets. This energy is building to you like the Jack and the Beanstalk, growing and growing and doing, solidifying your anchor so you can understand the galactic brothers and sisters that are out there. From the great macro scale of the planets to the micro scale of the amoebas, we have the opportunity to experience, co-create, learn, and observe as sacred mutual auditors. I see things from a Dreamtime perspective as well as a remote view perspective.
The
moon is a hollow, as is our planet is hollow, but it's
The moon is hollow, as is our planet. More on that later in the working gears of the moon and Andrew Bartis, but right now back to Michelle Portal. Thank you. You're listening to Space Plane, CKUT 90.3 FM. Riz Not Dizzy. I'm the host of the show, Tony Ezzy. T-O-N-Y-E-Z-Z-Y. Google that, because the NSA took my website down for being too subversive. You know? They did it. I'm telling you.
We'll be right back.
for those people that are on a higher dimension. In on third dimension, Earth is a smit molten core for those that are third dimension understanders. For those that are fourth dimension, it is an energetic spot where you can go and exist and co-create. And the moon was an object given to our planet. Our planet was originally a galactic nursery planet, and the moon was the place stuff went off the planet and would allow the existence of zero gravity so it can be climatized to other events. When you say you see plants and water inside, there it is, because the moon was meant to loop between the parts of the galaxy so it could be like a delivery system for the plants or animals that it was going to seed onto new worlds that were being created by these higher dimensional beings. The moon is also a great shield for this planet, though it's been destroyed in the various conflicts that were here. And that shield was to protect it from the galactic energies of three different galaxies.
That was Michelle Portal on bass clarinet, Vernon Reed on guitar and effects, the boys from Prince's band, Sonny T and Sky Michael B. Now here's some music done by me, the host of the show, Tony E, with the bass clarinet. And a shitty tape recorder. And some random pauses.
Thank you.
whoopie doo, whoopie doopie doo. Can't say I failed at making these recordings, right, Jay? Got a bunch of crap all around, two microphones on the floor. You hear some funk like this, you won't ever want to hear nothing and no more. Coming at you, hopefully to inspire you and ease your pain. We're coming at you straight from the space plane. Now let us ruminate on failure's unrealistic nature.
I don't care, man, if the president calls.
Yeah, he can go stuff it, man. He's an asshole. Yeah.
I tell that dumbass poser no account, motherfucker.
Ho ho!
All about us and about how you're so cured. Yeah. I just think you're
it's just another one of the things that's been placed here. Very heavy in our society on this planet, planet Earth. It has no true meaning. It's just there to frustrate you and make your life more difficult.
He's talking about failure, not the moon. But maybe the two will go hand in hand. Suddenly madness does.
There's only one way that you can fail. And that's to accept what someone is calling failure as being any part of you. And therefore not moving forward. Quitting. The only way you can ever fail is just by quitting. If you decide you don't want to go, like you take a course, you don't pass it, it's too much. Not taking a course, that's not being a failure. You learn something from it. Maybe take a different course now, later. Maybe not at all. Maybe you have no interest in it.
I don't.
That's not failing.
Yes, it is.
That's understanding. That's increased understanding. There's so many ways that people are pushed around, bullied, abused, and it was all set up by the other side.
Thank you.
Craggle Waggle.
Request from one of my YouTubers, and I believe that this was written by Fats Waller.
That I just won't be around.
Correct me if I'm wrong, I know somebody will. But this is an old tune called.
You might not see me for the rest of the year.
Lulu's back in town.
Where's everybody, huh? Who be telling me these things about these things?
Back in town.
That I see. Talking about no other.
Who's back in town?
Benevolence. It is.
Lulu's back in town.
When I bought the bus, I'm covered in feces and making a fuss. I got some pamphlets under my arm. I don't mean you no harm. Benevolent.
Kept the earth locked in place, and as that system in there broke, earth was given its freedom.
I've been having a thought. We're a planet in the solar system, or we're on a planet in the solar system. Our solar system is in another, is presumably in another solar system of a larger star, etc. How many et ceteras are there to the galaxy? You know, how many levels down
are we in the, you know, if it was, do you get my point? Yeah, how far away in terms of stepping down the energy from the center of the galaxy are we?
Okay, if you were to at our solar system, let's say our solar system had enough sentient energy to say that it wants to become a new galaxy. Is that what you're saying? What's the scales?
No.
Oh, you got a fancy ending there. You got a real fancy ending. You got the benevolent ETs to help you out. Okay, what?
They want me to save you.
Then what they gonna do?
I'm a messenger, like Ezekiel.
Well, it's because of him.
That fella fussing on there, getting all up on the bus. Try to avoid eye contact with that dude, man. And if you really have to, if it's a must, make sure you just glance his side for a second and then quickly look away. Because if you engage my attention, I got something to say. I got some pamphlets onto my arm. If you don't take heed, if you don't take heed to what they say, you might come to harm, man. You might, cause there's forces working, man, bringing things to light. And it won't be alright if you ain't alright. And you got to be held all accountable for everything you ever knew in that man, and everything that you ever did to. You better be sure he was leading towards a better life. You better be sure every step you took was another step towards the light. Cause the judgment coming on, the Mahdi coming on, man. But if you're cool, if you're cool, man, everything gonna be fine for you. Your troubles are through. Don't have to worry no more about what you do. All right, man. Hey, all right, all right. All right, all right, all right, all right.
What I'm saying is, right, okay, so the energy of the center of the galaxy, you know, transmits itself out to a group of stars around it. Those stars relay the energy to the next set of stars, and so on, outwards towards the rim.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Each
and you want to know how
of those...
Way?
Yeah, how many of those nodes are we away from the center?
We're on the very edge of three different galaxies. A very, very leading edge. Imagine three circles that barely just intersect, their lines intersect on the very edge. We're in the dead center of where three circles would intersect.
All right. So not only are we on the outer spiral arm of the Milky Way galaxy, we're on the outer spiral arm of two other galaxies. Is that right?
Correct.
She's selling bus transfers by the side of the road. Man, take a look at her, man. Jack
like this anyway. How you doing, girl? I see you worked a lot of things out in your mind. You realize that this world is mighty awfully unkind. The only thing for you, the only thing left to do is walk the streets, collecting bus transfers and telling everyone that you see with the pamphlets underneath your arm. Telling them, man, nah, 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 you don't mean them no harm, but benevolent ETs is coming on. The very same ones that talk to our forefathers in, they talk to them in antiquity. They want Zeke, that's short for Ezekiel. You dig that shit, man? Maybe you do, maybe you do. Maybe you're him, but then I give you credit for. Are you a him crowd? Maybe not. It depends where I am. Some people are dumbass, ignorant, posing, shoes staring, motherfucking cold.
That evening sun.
All right, so who, what are the other two galaxies?
The Sirius Galaxy and the Andromeda Galaxy.
All right, so Andromeda's not far away.
Nope.
And is this when, oh, hang on a second, are these galaxies colliding or just they just happen to be here at this moment? What's the deal?
You got to look at it in a perspective of let's say you're on a map. Instead of a two-dimensional map, you got to see it as a three-dimensional map.
So oh, yeah,
let's say the Milky Way is the x-axis, the Andromeda is the y-axis, and the z-axis is the other one. And mm-hmm. you do it in a method in a manner where only on one side of the map do one little corner of all three of them intersect, and that's where the solar system would be.
Right.
They're not actually interacting, like the very, very edges of their magnetic fields.
Mm-hmm.
And Earth is in the smack dab in the center of that. Perfectly placed there on purpose so it could be a beachhead for all three of the galaxies. That's why Earth is so important, because it is a seed galaxy. Seed planet.
Okay, so does that mean that these three galaxies are accelerating away from the point where we are?
I'm saying that Earth in our solar system is a ship that is on a path that keeps it in that little gap. Sometimes it pops out to one side a little bit more, sometimes it pops out to another side a little more, so on and so forth.
So we are dealing with three galactic planes.
Yes.
Yeah, well. Okay. And so, yeah.